Today, there's news that one of the world's biggest energy companies could soon get bigger. French oil giant Total plans to purchase the oil and gas division of the Danish company Maersk for nearly $5 billion. This comes as the industry is starting to regain its footing after years of low oil prices. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin. Good to talk to you.
So Maersk is better known as a logistics and transportation company. What does this deal mean?
Right. Most people will know if you live anywhere near a port or drive by one, you'd see Maersk containers. They also have an oil and gas portion. It's a conglomerate. And I would say this is akin to buying up real estate after a big crash. Oil prices are a half of where they were a couple of years ago. And once it all settled down, once oil prices dropped, oil companies had to find a way to save money. So what you've got now is oil companies that can make money with oil at a much lower price. And as oil prices start to increase, they've got extra cash flow, and they're prepared to buy other oil companies or buy, in this case, the oil and gas portion of a company that sort of doesn't want to be in the oil and gas business anymore.
Well, so what does this mean? Talk about the bigger international picture. We know that Total, again, it's spelled Total. Yep. Just announced a big natural gas project this summer with Iran.
Yes.
What are the risks there?
Well, there's always the risk in Iran when you, follow the news that the administration will decide that it doesn't like this deal. I would say that horse has left the barn because the world, and including Europeans, have been much more interested in doing deals in Iran, which has a lot of oil and for 40 years has not been able to develop its oil industry. So it's not the first such example we've seen in Iran, but fundamentally, people expect the price of oil to increase from the $50 a barrel it's at now, maybe not to $100 a barrel, but sort of closer into the 60s and 70s. And once you're into $60, oil is profitable. So what these companies with money, like Total, are looking to do is increase their capacity to produce oil. And if they buy other players at a discount, as they are now, what they'll do is, as oil prices go up, be able to make more money.
Okay, so I've waited, 3 minutes, I think that's polite, before asking the question that most people care about, which is, what does this mean for us when we buy gas?
Well, ultimately, the ownership of the oil companies and the producers don't mean much for people who buy gas at the end of the day. The price of oil, the underlying price of oil, which has much more to do with geopolitics, does. Oil got down to, it was very low, but in 2016, about a year ago, we were still looking at oil with a three in front of it. Oil got to about $50 a barrel by the end of 2016. It's hanging around between $40 and $50 now, $45 and $50, and it's not clear. The upward trajectory of oil seems to have pulled back a little bit. Most experts think oil is going to be up around $60, which means gas prices will go up a bit from where they are now.
Okay, I'm going to do something very unfair. You just got a couple seconds here. The CEO of Chevron is stepping down, according to the Wall Street Journal. Just a one line on that.
Yeah, literally, they are, it's a new world. They are looking for new leadership at Chevron. This was relatively well expected.
Okay. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thank you.
My pleasure.